For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Let's join Elizabeth now as she encourages us once again to live life to its fullest.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about preparing for old age. Now, why should we prepare for old age? Well, for the same reason that we should prepare for anything else in the future. Whatever there is to do today by way of preparation for tomorrow ought to be done today. It is today's job. And whatever we ought to do by way of preparation for maybe 10 years from now or 20 years from now, how do we know? We need to take that seriously, calmly, and methodically. There have been 10 different occasions so far when I have had to go through all the personal effects of somebody who has died or become incompetent. 10 times I've had to go through the personal effects. Now, that has caused me to think seriously about the poor person who is going to have to do that for me. Who will it be? Well, I would assume that it would be my husband and or my daughter. How big a job will it be? Who will do that for you? My parents sold a big house when my father was 65 and my mother 64. A big house in Moorestown, New Jersey, and they moved to Vero Beach, Florida. Now, this meant thousands, and I mean thousands, of books and slides and photo albums and mementos and furniture and china and pictures on the walls and files and on and on. They had 6 children. They had to find out from all of us what we wanted and distribute the things that we needed. But the older you get, the harder it is to deal with this. And I'm sure we've all seen this, where a person keeps saying, "I've got to get around to that. I've got to do that one of these days." And one of these days, somehow or other, just never comes around. Somehow, those people who never have time to write the letter or write the will or go through the photo albums or throw out the junk in the house, they do seem to manage to have time to go on a cruise or play a game of golf or play bridge or do any number of other things that they want to do real bad. And the truth is, of course, that we all find time to do what we really want to do. The Bible tells us that we should do for others what we would want them to do for us. And I want to do for others what I'm glad others did for me. I am so grateful to my parents for having gone through everything themselves when they were only 65 and 64 and disposed of what needed to be disposed of and distributed the things that needed to be distributed. I'm so thankful for that. Well, now I'm trying to do for those who are going to have to pick up the pieces after I die, I want to do for them what I would want them to do for me if they were in that position. So that's why I'm talking about this today, urging you to be reasonable about how much time you might think you have, and none of us knows whether we have tomorrow. The Bible says, don't say, next year we will go to the city and do this or that. The Bible says, say, if the Lord wills, we will go to the city next year and do this and that. And I would urge you to do it now, to start now anyway. Well, are you saying, but I'm not ready to part with these things yet? Okay. When Do you really, honestly, reasonably, sensibly think that you will be able to part with them? I know one lady who was in World War II. She was in the Army, and she came back with wonderful photographs. She let almost 50 years go by without labeling all the pictures in the album. Now, nobody knows what those pictures are. You can't figure out a lot of them. And unfortunately, nobody cares. Nobody cares if they don't know what the pictures are. And I've got a whole lot of old family pictures. Fortunately, I have aunts who are able to tell me who those people are. But there aren't any names on them until I put the names on. And your family can't care if they don't know. So if you have things which you think would really be of interest, then by all means, label them. Write out explanations. I have some old family heirlooms of furniture in my house. And I have an old letter from an uncle of mine explaining the history of a Governor Winthrop desk and the history of a highboy. They mean so much more to me because I know the history. And I hope that when I pass these things on to my daughter and my grandchildren, that they too will find them interesting because they come from way back. I have a dresser in my bedroom that has been in continuous use in our family since 1802. Now, if I didn't know that, if my mother hadn't told me that that dresser had been there since 1802, it wouldn't mean nearly as much to me as it does now. I have a little organ in my living room, a tiny little pump organ. I knew it was old because my grandfather had had it when he was a student at University of Pennsylvania. I didn't know how old it was until I found a picture of my great-great-grandmother with that very organ. So I know that it's got to be well over 100 years old. Would you be interested to know one of the things that I'm doing by way of preparation for old age? Now, please don't take this as the 11th commandment. Only a suggestion that you might want to think about. Because I have all these fascinating old pictures, many of them 100 years old or more, I decided to make albums for each of my grandchildren. Now, don't imagine for a moment that I think these children are going to be interested in these things now. They couldn't possibly be. But in my own experience, people do become much more interested the older they get. And I'm very grateful that many family heirlooms were not thrown away or not put into somebody's garage sale, but saved for me. Anybody who knows me knows that I don't like to collect junk, and I'm very careful about constantly going through the things in the attic and the things in the garage and the things in my drawers and getting rid of things which can't mean anything to anybody, but heirlooms, they're something different. It's not that I'm an ancestor worshiper, but I do have a goodly heritage and a godly heritage. When I was 16 years old, I sat down at our summer place in New Hampshire with my great aunt, Alice Sparhawk, and I asked her who these pictures were, where were they taken, and with her instructions, I labeled the pictures. I was interested at age 16. And for a couple of generations down the road, I think these may be fascinating. Especially fascinating to me are the pictures that show the clothes and the furniture and the cars and the buggies and the china wash basins and the gas lamps and the gazundas. Do you know what a gazunda is? Wonderful English word that I learned from my Cockney missionary colleague, Mary Skinner. Well, the gazunda is the thing that goes under the bed. You know, the potty, the china pot that matched the china wash basins and pitchers that were on the old-fashioned wooden washstands before the days of indoor plumbing. I look at an old picture of one of my uncle's boyhood room, and what do I find there but a picture on the wall that was on the wall of our home when I was growing up. I look at a picture of the parlor of the house where my grandparents lived. And there is a fluted cut crystal vase that I still have in my house. If it weren't for that picture, I wouldn't have any idea of the history of that cut crystal vase. I have a wonderful picture of my mother driving her Buick car back in 1917. I think she was one of the first woman drivers in Philadelphia. She cut quite a figure with her beaver coat and her beaver hat in that old car. Well, these things don't mean a whole lot now, you know, but the older they get, the more interesting they'll be. And that's why I think that if I have pictures of my great-great-great-great-grandparents, think of how much more interesting they will be for my grandchildren when they grow up. Now, the only reason that I give you all this today, and it's not very inspirational, but it is important that we prepare for our old age. Think about somebody else. Think of the people that will have to go through your things. Think of how you can leave things so that they will be interesting and pleasing to other people. And learn to throw away. That's my final word. If it needs to be thrown away, throw it out. Do for others what you're glad they did for you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.